generations.
It is now 8:22 and 70 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio for Community Contact. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for your time, as always, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month after the Fairhope City Council meetings. Last night on the work session agenda, Dr. Lynn Young held a presentation or discussion about the old substation at Young Street and Nichols Street. Tell us about that.
Right. So there's a substation there. We built a new substation on the opposite corner.
Right.
So the old substation, we're going to be vacating that. We're going to be dismantling it and basically taking the whole thing down. So we'll just have a vacant piece of property. Dr. Young has been looking for something to do with that property because he has the property adjacent to it. So he's approached us at one time about buying it, making it into a park, but now he's approached us about possibly using some of the vertical structures to do an art piece there on that piece of property and make it maybe a pedestrian park.
So, interesting. Now, he has the property next to it that was Mitchell's. He bought that?
Correct, yes. And okay. He's going to make it, I believe it's going to be either some sort of medical office or some art gallery, possibly. He mentioned last night that he would have art as part of his project, so he thought that it would be a nice fit to have an art piece on the opposite corner too, or adjacent
okay.
to him.
And that's just a presentation, an idea for consideration, nothing on the agenda yet.
And he just asked us not to do anything with the property as of yet, to leave the vertical structure and give us time to explore the options.
Okay, I see. Okay. There was also discussion of a litter trap grant.
Right, this is with Go Mesa, and it's with ADM, and it is for us to possibly purchase something that's called a litter inceptor. And what it is basically steel grates that would go over your stormwater drains and anywhere where large amounts of water go that would catch things like bottles and paper, those kind of things that would prevent it from going into the drains.
Okay. And another item on the work session was discussion of cost of services study for utilities.
Right. We do a cost of services study typically every 3 to 5 years. It's been almost 5 years since we've done a cost of services study. That was in 2018. Our electric provider, AMEA, actually provides a $25,000 grant for us to do a cost of service study for electric. So I asked the council if this is something they want to entertain. I know some of our neighboring utilities are doing cost of service studies now because the cost of providing services, labor, materials, everything has gone up so much that they really are looking at those cost of services and just making sure that we're charging the right rates.
So was that on the agenda for a vote?
It was not.
Okay.
It won't.
Okay.
It'll go the next time.
I see. It's introduced as an idea or a...
Correct. And just to discuss.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so on to the city council agenda. What was your mayor's report?
So I just basically talked about, spring is a busy time for Fairhope. Talked about that we're coming up on opening day of softball, opening day of baseball, spring soccer, arts and crafts, all the things that, that we all look forward to every year. And just talked about what a great time it is for our community, about how busy it is for the city staff. And just thank them for what they do and, looking forward to seeing the community out at the ballparks.
It's that time.
It is.
Also, number five, is this what was on the agenda, or is this a separate litter abatement? This is to apply for a Go Mesa fund.
Right, this is the same one that was on the work session.
Okay, all right. Professional financial consulting services to study update of impact fees.
Right, that's something, again, that we do, every so often, and that is governed by law. The impact fees are how you can spend those, that you have to keep separate accounts for them, that kind of stuff. But this is just, again, a study to make sure that we're doing everything that we need to with impact fees.
Not to exceed $72,000.
That's correct.
Now, an impact fee, is that what is charged to the builder and the developer when they build a house?
It is. Those are impact fees. And we use them for parks, roads, fire and police protection. You can buy like new fire trucks or new police cars with impact fees. You could, use the money to buy land for new parks.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things that you can do with that money. And it's governed by law. I think it's 1% of the total cost that you can use in impact fees. And then that's divided out based on our ordinance between police, fire, parks, those kind of things.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
New roads.
So strings are attached as to how
yes,
that can
absolutely.
Be spent, right?
And that's governed again by state law.
Okay. All right. Resolution number 8 is to hire a professional engineer for Fairhope Municipal Pool investigative phase.
Right. That is to look at the buildings, the building at the pool, the cover over the pool, that building itself. We believe because of the ozone system that we use with the, and there's not a lot of ventilation in there, that we need to look at that structurally and just make sure that, see what repairs that we need to do to that building.
So it's not actually changing up the pool.
It's not okay. Changing up anything. It's just looking at that structure and getting a game plan on what we need to do to make some repairs.
Number 9 is $30,000 for an irrigation pump system control panel replacement at Quail Creek Golf Course. Just regular maintenance.
It is.
Thing.
And actually, this is a non-budgeted item because that pump was as a failure. We didn't know that it was going to fail. It's actually the control panel that and the pump that works the pump, too. So it's $30,000. So we're going to be looking where we can hopefully find that money in the budget, out of their budget, and look to see if we can make that $30,000 up. But unfortunately, it is something that's necessary. We have to have the irrigation for the greens. We put a lot of money into those for us to have a drought or something that we, you know, can't water, and we would have an issue with the greens. So,
okay. And number 10, we're buying 44 loads of sand to replenish the sand at Magnolia Beach on Fairhope's waterfront. $19,800.
Right. This is something we pretty much do annually, buy the sand. I have asked Richard Johnson, our public works director, to actually look. Maybe we'll apply for another Go Mesa grant to put some jetties out at that boat ramp there and the Magnolia Beach. So it's right there by the Pier Street boat ramp. That's where we replenish the sand.
Oh, yeah.
And it just causes a lot of erosion there, the way the water comes in. And there is an engineered plan that Dr. Scott Douglas did to put some jetties out there that would help with, you know, this sand replacement. So we're going to look at applying for a Go Mesa grant and see if we can't get that. This is just, to me, it's crazy that we spend $20,000 every year on sand. If we could find a permanent fix to that, we wouldn't have to spend that $20,000.
So that's just south of the bathrooms and the Pier Street boat ramp, in between that and the Orange Street Pier.
Okay. That's correct.
All right. Yeah, I noticed that. It does kind of erode away and it has to be replaced. Okay.
That's a lot of money, though, just to spend on sand every year. It's $20,000. So we need to find a permanent fix for that solution to that.
Number 11 is giving the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department use of a boat slip at no charge at Fairhope Docks for the public safety of the citizens. What is going on at Fairhope Docks? Is the power back or
the power's
slips
back? And actually, they'll start opening up slips this week. We hope by Friday. One thing with the power's actually been back for several weeks now. What we've been working on is kind of working through the billing system. We've had, you know, the folks at the docks kind of handling that billing. But what we're looking to do is really take that under revenue and have somebody else do the billing. So we've been looking at another component of our software system to do that. And that's kind of what's been the holdup, to be honest. But the power's back. We're ready to start opening those slips up. And we've got all the billing in place and ready to move this week.
And you have a dock master.
We have a marina manager.
Mm-hmm,
we do.
And is there other, maybe a couple of part-time people, I'm recalling?
No, there's one additional full-time and a part-time person.
Okay.
Yeah, at the docks.
All right. So folks that are interested in renting a boat slip, what should they do?
They can call, but to be honest, we have a pretty long waiting list. I think whether you know that as well as anybody.
I was on the waiting list, and I sold my boat, so there's one spot.
That's right. I mean, and they're welcome to call, but there is a waiting list. Yeah. I don't want people to get frustrated if they call and there's nothing available.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay. That was a long time coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, we are done with the agenda. What is off the agenda that you'd like to mention or cover?
You know, Lori, there's a lot going on, but I mean, again, it's just a busy time of the year for the city and the city staff. I'm getting ready for all the spring events. We're building 4 new baseball fields. They're actually pouring concrete today. Those fields will come online by March the 11th. So for opening day, we did last night too. The council voted to name the high school baseball field for Mike Fillingham, who has been a 40-plus year volunteer with the high school baseball program. Really excited to be able to do that. Mike and Kay, his wife, have always been a fixture at the ballpark. Even when I was playing, you know, softball in high school, they've always been there. And he's seen a lot of players come and go, and I'm just so happy that, you know, while he is still here, we can name that field for him and really have him and, you know, him and his family enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And then the youth baseball park we dedicated to Van Salt, who, Lori, I know you know Van. He's a longtime volunteer. Him and his family own Eastern Shore Sporting Goods downtown. I can still envision walking in there and seeing his mom and dad sit there and seeing Van. But he's been involved across the spectrum of sports in Fairhope because they had the sporting goods store. So if you needed something, you knew you'd go to Van and he would have it. But he really took youth baseball to that next level because he was also involved in the National Dixie Youth Program. So Van was just always, again, that fixture at the park, the person who just, you knew, took care of everything, served on the rec board for a number of years, and just has really made an impact on youth sports here in Fairhope.
Very nice.
Yes.
And I did see, I think two pages were stuck together. Also on the last page, other than what you just mentioned, is some changing up a job classification and description for lead electrician instead of licensed electrician.
Right. So Ben Patterson, who's our assistant superintendent of electric services, is a licensed electrician. So Ben can use his license and his expertise, so we really don't need another licensed electrician. So when he vacated that position and moved into the assistant's position, they just really felt like it was better to reclassify that as a lead electrician and create two crews, kind of an internal crew and an external crew to take care of different projects. So it's just more for efficiency than anything else.
Okay, very good. And in your three things we needed to know this week that you post every Monday morning on Facebook, for those that may have missed it, you sent out a great heartfelt thanks to everybody behind the scenes for Mardi Gras.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and I said, you know, everyone from the city staff, police department, public works, you know, events, to the parading organizations. I mean, they put on a great show for Fairhope, and it's just, you know, I don't think they probably get thanked enough. I mean, I know those men and women that love parading, but, you know, people come to Fairhope specifically for those parades, and they do put a lot of work and effort into that, and just appreciate what they do and the gift they give our community by providing those parades. So,
very good. Thank you so much, Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan, joining us the second and fourth Tuesday of each month on Community Contact at 8:20. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later. It is posted. It will be posted at WABF1480.com. It is 8:34 and
from
70
the Spring Hill Toyota
degrees. WABF, good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, it's been a busy start for the final day of February. Mobile Police continues to work accidents. Moffitt at Forest Hill Drive and Moffitt at Forest Dale Drive. There are two different accidents, both involving injuries. Hunter Ridge Drive West at Airport and Cottage Hill at Azalea, both of those are fender benders. The delays have cleared on the Bayway I-10 westbound into the Wallace Tunnel, and no problems I-10 to I-65. For great rates and great service, visit All In Credit Union to experience both. Earn more on your deposits and pay less.